Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right, although I had a very sad night at the ballpark last night, watching the Pirates lose like they did. But the injury to Birdie, I was in Cincinnati the night that Shazier went down. But, you know, you kind of thought it was a serious injury, but you weren't sure. But to see that kid on the mound clutching his arm, sobbing last night, I haven't seen anything like it. I go back to 1999. I remember like yesterday. It's amazing how you remember stuff. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I remember 1999, 4th of July. Jason Kendall tries to beat out a bunt, steps awkwardly on first base and breaks his ankle. They said the bone was actually sticking out of his skin, and it was an horrific injury. And that's what last night kind of reminded me of. I felt so bad for that kid because he fought so hard to get back from Tommy John surgery. He made the Pirates late last season, pitched in two games, had a great spring, makes the team. And I didn't even realize. In 8 1/3 innings, he had 17 strikeouts and 2 walks.
Yeah.
Now, he got knocked around last night before he got hurt. But he's been one of the few bright spots in the bullpen along with Vasquez. And to see him go down like that, it was just – sad night. Kind of made the ball game seem inconsequential, although it was another tough loss for the Pirates after they get a great start from Musgrove and bad luck on a couple little bloop hits, little rollers, but another blown loss by the bullpen. There's been a bunch of them already in 20 games.
Yeah, I was at home last night watching the end of the game with my wife and daughter when the Birdie injury happened, and it was really sad and painful to watch. And
I don't think I've ever seen a kid sobbing on a field before like that. Have you? I mean, he was just uncontrollable.
Yeah, you think about a kid who had a big arm in college and was a really bright prospect and then got hurt and went through all of that to become a Rule 5 pick for the Pirates and was, you know, you were telling me how high Ray Searidge was on him in spring training.
Very high on. And we saw it. 17 strikeouts, 2 walks. 17 strikeouts in 8 1/3 innings. That's more than 2 an inning by my math, right?
Yeah, and then he got off to a great start, and he looked like he was going to be potentially a big piece of this bullpen, maybe even bigger than they had planned on, given the issues elsewhere in the bullpen. And then, man, to see him down like that and weeping on the mound, and then also to see his teammates, Josh Bell, literally have his back. You know, he was rubbing his back, and all those guys know what he's been through.
Yeah.
They know exactly he's been through.
They showed the dugout, and Tyone, I mean, Chad Cool, these guys have had Tommy John injuries. They know what it's like to come back. And it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, I wrote about it in the PG today. We don't have a paper, but it's on postgazette.com about just – you know, it's hard to relate sometimes to professional athletes. We forget that they're humans with families and bills to pay. And I don't know if the kid was sobbing so much from the pain as maybe realizing, hey, my career could be in real jeopardy here. This is apparently a second major arm injury.
Yeah, to make it all the way back, to travel that long road, and then to have to start maybe, I mean, we don't know what the injury is yet, but maybe have to start at the beginning again. Just sad to watch. It really was. And I was trying to think, you know, it got me to thinking too, other things in sports I've seen that have affected me like that. Now, I can't think of too many in person, honestly. I can't think of too many that I've seen in person. Certainly on TV, you know, the Shazier injury, obviously, was maybe the worst thing I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you know, at the time you kind of knew it was bad, but you didn't know exactly how bad. I saw Tommy Maddox get a stinger
Tennessee.
I believe it was in Tennessee. And you walked away from that thinking, man, he may, you know, who knows? And he was okay. Shazier clearly wasn't, although he's done an unbelievable job fighting his way back. I go back to the Kendall injury. I looked at my story. I was there that day, and the players were just sick. I mean, Gene Lamont was almost in tears after the game. And the same thing with Hurdle last night. I asked him, and it's when he goes, it knocks the breath right out of you. He was clearly emotional by it, and so were the players. I haven't seen that clubhouse that quiet And you know, they lose games. When you play 162, you're going to blow some leads like they did last night. That game had very little to do with it. It was more concern for a teammate.
Yeah, I saw some of the quotes from the locker room and some of the interviews. And you're right. When you asked Hurdle, I was watching that post game. Clearly, he was emotional over that. And a lot of times he doesn't feel. A lot of times he feels like he's sort of with the media, kind of just doing his duty, you know, in talking to the media.
That came from his heart last night,
did.
Joe.
It did. That was real. What we saw from Clint Hurdle last night.
And
Birdie's teammates,
I think. How about him? Hurdle's been in the game for, what, 40-some years, and he said he's never seen anything like that.
The only thing on a mound that I can think of, Ron, I'm sure there's actually been other situations, you know, like that. Of course there has. Dave Dravecki, remember that one?
I do.
His arm broke.
Literally threw his pitch, and it just, that was awful. He ended up having that amputated, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
But I wasn't there for that one. This one, unfortunately, I wish I hadn't have been there last night, because I'm sitting there getting ready to write a column about how Musgrove was tremendous and the bullpen let him down again, and then this happens. It just kind of overshadowed everything for me.
Man.
Tough loss for him, by the way, though. Another game they had and then let get away, man. There's been, I think by my count, that's like 5 games a bullpen has blown this year.
And not one-run leads either, bigger leads than
4-1 4-1 last night. Now, you know, Musgrove gave up a walk. A leadoff walks late always kill you, a single. And that's when Hurdle went to Crick. And what was there, a bunt single, a little roller 10 feet in front of the plate that both he and Diaz go after, and Diaz can't get back to the plate to cover, so run scores there. And then a bloop single right over third base, and then the bases clearing triple. There was nothing cheap about that one.
Let's hear from Musgrove from last night, talking about his teammate Nick Birdie.
You try to console him, you try to be there for him, but he's in good spirits. You know, he's engaging, he's talking to us, he's not, you know, in the corner crying. You know, he's ready to face whatever it is. So, you know, he's got the work ethic and the mentality to bounce back from something like this.
And now, from Musgrove to Kyle Crick, let's hear what he had to say about Birdie.
That was heart-wrenching. To know what he went through previous years, get back here, and having success in the big leagues and something like that happens, tough.
Heart-wrenching, he called it. And I hadn't heard until I just heard that from Musgrove, that he was actually sort of around after the game and at least in sort of a better state, ready to face whatever's coming his way. And we don't know yet, honestly, Ron. I mean, what was the last update you saw? Biceps, elbow?
They just announced in the top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth, left the game with biceps/elbow pain. They made Todd Tomczyk available after the game, and he just goes, as we reported, it's elbow, biceps pain. We're still gathering information. There was nothing new. Nothing after that to come out last night.
Well, best wishes going forward here to Birdie. That it's
absolutely
something that he can bounce back from as quick as possible. And in the meantime, Ron, there was a ball game last night. Man, it felt like a feel-good game right up until that disastrous seventh inning. Polanco's back. Bell hits a triple. Great start from Musgrove. Everything's going great. They're up 4-1. It felt like it was going to be a feel-good night, and it was a feel-terrible night. And I have a couple of philosophical baseball questions ahead for you, Ron, on when you take out your starter these days and on when you bring in your closer. And I'm curious to get your thoughts and have that discussion. It's coming up on Cook and Joe. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.